bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, Surprise, We Are Not on Top.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. Then the centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come here, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. I just noticed that we don't know from Matthew whether the servant was healed or not. He doesn't say that. So what's the point of his telling this story? Well, let's do a little imagining. Imagine the ears hearing these words of Jesus. Imagine the eyes seeing his compassion and healing for the centurion. Imagine witnessing the incredible faith of this pagan, this foreigner, this representative of the oppressive Roman Empire. Imagine his being so highly favored by Jesus. It takes our breath away. Well, Matthew's community was made up of Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians. And he, in proclaiming his gospel or writing it, struggled to maintain some semblance of Christian unity among them. So, in his telling stories about Jesus, he had to be careful to include heroes from both traditions. Not easy to do, and certainly not easy to do in a way that the other group could hear good news being proclaimed to them too. But here we are, members of the Christian community centuries later. We face divides even among us, don't we? Christian churches divided from one another, suspicious of the others, or feeling superior to the others. Can we find heroes among those others who call themselves Christian? Or do we demand that they do everything that we do and in the same way as we do? It's not an easy assignment. Furthermore, hearing the words of Jesus through Matthew, we may flinch at his claim that he has not found such great faith among us as he finds among them. Can that be possible? Jesus goes on to say that people will come from all sorts of places, all sorts of traditions, and join him in the eternal banquet. Can we stand to hear that kind of message? Can we allow for such inclusion? I pray that we can, and that, in fact, this really is good news for us all to hear.
Oh.